Science and Travel Guild. In May, the Guild came over all philosophical and nostalgic, as we thought about and discussed women whom we admired or who we thought were inspiring. Our discussions ranged widely from grandmothers who taught their grandchildren country ways and country lore to Hollywood actors with hidden mathematical and inventing talents, such as Hedy Lamarr. All this was via the backdrop of our own mothers, guiders, and others who we had looked up to when we started our own journey in life. This included women in various public positions, and indeed our own group who attend our meetings come rain or shine, and on whose support we all rely to make our guild what it is. All these women have shaped our thoughts and opinions in one way or another. At the heart of this discussion, there was one thing that we all agreed upon. Every one of us has the ability to be an inspiration to someone, somewhere. It doesn't need to be something big or showy. We don't need to invent dishwashers, lay down the foundations for concepts that would lead to Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, or act as human computers who made moon landings possible. All we need to do is to be there for someone in their hour of need, bestow a little act of kindness, lend a helping hand, be a shoulder to cry on, or just make a cup of tea. Whatever is the right thing in that moment. Of course, this isn't territory that only women can enter into. This is totally independent of gender, and so it should be. Everyone and anyone can do something inspiring, and we should all strive towards that goal. If you would like to join us, we meet on the third Tuesday of every month at the Millstream in Benson. If you would like to know more about Trefoil Guild membership, please look at the Trefoil Guild website at trefoilguild.co.uk or just come along to our next meeting. Although we are part of Girl Guiding, you do not have to have had previous involvement with the Girl Guiding movement to join Trefoil Guild, and we do not wear a uniform. We offer fun, friendship and enjoyment in a supportive environment catering to all interests and abilities. Instead of a closing quote this month, Benson Trefoil Guild would like to ask everyone who reads this article to think of ways that they can be the person who inspires someone else, even in a small way. It all counts. And that's written by Helen Horton.